Despite the Trump administration's freeze on new EPA contracts, a federal cleanup of asbestos found at homes in Davidson remains on track. In addition, state officials say work will start next week to cap asbestos that spilled near an old factory in the neighborhood. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The EPA tested homes around the old Carolina asbestos plant last fall after neighbors told how asbestos once was routinely spread on driveways and yards. At least 17 homes were found with high enough asbestos to warrant removal. This week, the EPA announced a freeze on new grants and contracts, but a spokeswoman says that doesn't apply to Superfund cleanups already underway, like this one. EPA is awaiting more test results, but it's still planning removal. Meanwhile, work begins Monday on a separate project to cover loose asbestos that spilled near the mill last fall. Officials say groundhogs or other small animals caused the spill when they burrowed into soil covering an old asbestos pile. Contractors overseen by the State Department of Environmental Quality will cut down trees and shrubs. Then they'll install a plastic liner and cover it with new soil to prevent further asbestos runoff. That should take about 4 days. A DEQ spokesman said workers will be wearing protective gear, including breathing masks, just in case asbestos fibers are kicked up. They'll also monitor air quality to make sure no airborne asbestos gets into the neighborhood. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.